Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Our next guest, I actually got a chance to interview on this program 3 years ago. Garrick Dixon is one of those individuals that's not only been able to do what he loves as a comedian and actor, but been able to literally share that with the world. Now, 2015 has been a very big year for Garrick, so we're really excited to welcome him back to the show to talk about this year for him. We've not only been able to see him doing what he loves, but also, of course, the way that he's been able to share with us using social media, including, of course, I think those Barber comedy skits that all of us have been enjoying and sharing. We'll talk to Garrick not only about how that all began, but also how he's been able to look forward to the future as well as inspire people along the way. If you're just now hearing about Garrick, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him and all the great things that are going on with him. But Garrick, hello to you and welcome back to the program, man.
What up, Cyrus the Virus? That's your new nickname. I'm coming to the show giving you a nickname right now off the break.
Well, look, man, I will take it. Coming from you, I will definitely take it, man. Well, look, man, thank you so much for taking out the time. I know this has been a crazy busy time for you, so we really appreciate you taking out a few moments to be with us. You know, for many of our audience, for those joining us on the radio side, Garrick, they're beginning this conversation at the beginning of the new year. For those, of course, on the online side, we're hearing it at the end of this year. I mean, what has it been like for you, Garrick, to kind of reflect on 2015, especially for you, and see all the great things that have come your way?
Oh, man, 2015... God has been good. You know, you got to say it like the Reverend. God has been good to me in 2015. We started off the year on the reel. Mm-hmm. I did the reel with the five lovely ladies who are all great. I did a Valentine's Day episode on the reel. So we started off good. And then with that, I was also able to do Black-ish, which was a great thing to do. It's always good to be on the top show on NBC, and I was actually playing a barber, and as you know, I'm a barber and comedian in real life, so it was basically like art imitating life, which was good.
Exactly. And that has been one of the great things about you, and I really want our audience to get this, Garrick, is that you have been able to really not only be able to make a profession out of what you love, but then to be able to share that with what you have in such a big way. I mean, does that make you feel like, I mean, everything that you've done up until this point has kind of led to where you are now because you've been so focused on what you love that now it's been able to really show itself?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's funny because I was just talking to my girl about that. Like, everything that I have been good at in life, cutting hair and doing stand-up comedy, has kind of like clashed into one with the videos that I'm doing. So it's like the things that I'm best at, it's been great, man. It's like the Lord has blessed me to be able to create, and I feel like he's put me here on this earth for that purpose, to bring like that barber world and the comedy world together where people can sit back and enjoy it, whether they're at their office, whether they're at home, just period, they're having a bad day, look at my videos and say, hey, man, you know what? This dude put a smile on my face.
Right.
So it's just like, it just feels, honestly, it just feels natural, man. It almost doesn't feel like work. I've been cutting hair for 28 years, man. I started off as a kid, you know, so it's like I got that 28 years of experience, and I'm just putting it to light, just bringing it to everybody in a humorous way.
Exactly. And, you know, the barbershop is one of those universal things, I think, Garrick, where everyone knows what it's like to go to a barbershop. Everyone knows.
It's a black man's country club.
Yeah, you know, and that is the place where it seems like everything happens. So when I first started seeing the videos popping up in my newsfeed on Facebook, I was like, okay, what is this? So I remember seeing one, and then of course that made me want to go back and look at others. Take us back though. Where did the actual idea for those actually begin?
It started from shout out to Dormtainment. It's these dudes, Dormtainment. They got a show on Comedy Central, like Comedy Central Network. But these dudes, they came, and I love these dudes to death. They come in our barbershop and we cut their hair. But they came in our barbershop and they were doing sketches. And they were doing sketches kind of imitating what we do. And as a competitor, being a top-notch athlete my whole life, I'm sitting there like, hey, man, these dudes are being who we are. You know what, man? Why not do this myself?
Right.
You know, like they're getting gratification and credit for doing what we do. And it's like, man, I could do that. So, and with how social networking is, it just clicked a button in my head. Was like, hey, man, do this yourself. Like, these guys are coming here being y'all. Do this yourself, man, and go for it. And, you know, the only person that can stop you is you.
Right.
Why not bring what happens on a daily basis to everybody? You know, just how NWA, for example, the movie, Straight Outta Compton, what they did is they brought the hood to America. You had kids, white suburban kids, even me, a black suburban kid, that could go in the hood, and you felt those hood stories. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in the suburbs, man, a nice house, both parents, but I felt like a hood dude by listening to NWA. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It took me there. Like, I got a gun in my Honda Accord thinking that I'm a G. You know, by listening to this, you know, it took me in that world. So I said, man, what I want to do, I'm drinking 40s in my parents' basement on the sneak tip so they can't see me thinking I'm a G. So I was like, you know what? Let's do what NWA did with America. They brought the hood to America. Let me do that with the barbershop. Let me, like, the white suburban kid that thinks about a black barbershop, let me bring him into that world. The other barbers, let me show what we do on a daily basis. Let's bring that to everybody. Even the dude that just comes over, who might have just came over from Mexico, and he's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes into the barbershop. He feels like he's there. Let me bring that to the barbershop. So basically, man, I want to do what NWA did for America and to the barbershop. Ice Cube did it with the movie, but mine's is like straight comedy, and we hitting you quick. And we
right.
hitting you quick, and we hitting you with funny stuff, and we hitting you with realistic stuff, because the movie barbershop, they only could do a certain amount of stuff. But we tapping into stuff that ain't been tapped into before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you said, because I had said to you before we went on here, Garrick, really why I reached out to you. I knew you were busy, but I read something that you wrote on Facebook, and it really made me say, you know what, this is something people need to hear, and exactly what you just said a moment ago, the only person that can
right.
stop you is you. And I think, so I want to stay with this for a minute, because I want our audience
okay.
to really get what you did. Okay, so as you were telling me when I asked you how this all began, you had these, you know, these individuals came in and they did this skit, and you looked at it and you said, you know what, this is what we do, we can do this. My question to you would be, because I'm sure for other people out there that are looking at other individuals doing what they love and say, you know what, why isn't that me? How did you find the courage to try it? Because so many times people won't do something because they're afraid, one thing, people won't accept it, and the other thing, it may not turn out right. So how did you get over those two hurdles of, you know what if nobody even watches this, or what if no one even likes it?
Oh, man, you know what I did? Man, I went to YouTube, and I punched in Ray Lewis and listened to Ray Lewis speeches, and it gave me the courage. Nah, I'm glad. But if you doubt in yourself, go. I'm telling you, Cyrus, go to YouTube. If you ever feel bad and you feel like you ain't doing nothing in life, man, go to YouTube, put in Ray Lewis speech, and I guarantee you'll feel like a winner, bro. But on a serious note, it was just like I just said, hey man, I got to do it. Like, put it this way, man, we only live one life. Like 100 years from now, Cyrus, ain't none of us going to be here. You and I, 100 years from now, we're not going to be here. So it's like, man, while I'm here, let me make the best of this life, bro. Because 100 years from now, ain't none of this going to matter. So don't be afraid to do what you want to do. Like when you got that inner voice in you, when something is clicking in you, man, that's God telling you to do what you're supposed to be doing. And do it. Forget, like, everything that comes with it, failure, fear, all that stuff comes with it, man, but you just got to bypass that. Like, fear is an illusion, man. Fear is something that we all create in our head that's not even there. You know, it's basically, Cyrus, it's insanity. What's insanity? Something that you believe in that's not there. That's the same thing as fear. It's something that's in all of it that's in our heads, and it's not even there. But once you conquer that fear and you listen to that voice that says do it, and you're not worried about what other people do or what other people will say, that's when you become successful, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna tell you a real quick story. I've been doing these videos for about 5 or 6 months. So I haven't been on stage as much because I've been focusing on these videos. Anyway, I went to the comedy club a couple weeks ago, and my friend, he was like, yo, you want to go up? He said, I'll put you up next week. Now, I left the comedy club. I was there, and I left the comedy club, and I was like, okay, I'll see if I go up next week. Anyway, he called me, and he said, hey, man, I got you up for next week. I said, hey, look, can you put me up early because I haven't been on stage consistently in a while? And in my mind, I was like, you know, I haven't been up in a while. Let me go up early.
Right.
So when I went to the comedy club, Cyrus, he said, all right, I got you going third. It's the dude that goes on before me. He's killing. I mean, he's killing. He's killing. In the back of my mind, I'm like, man, how am I going to follow this, man? How am I going to follow this? I haven't been on stage a whole lot because I've been doing these videos. Man, Cyrus, when I went out there, I killed that comedy club. But my point is, I had that fear in my head thinking that I wasn't going to do good. I was telling him to put me up early. I went on stage and smashed it. That showed me that that fear was just an illusion, man. I created something that wasn't even there.
Right.
And when I got up and I got off stage, he told me, he said, man, you doubted yourself. He said, I put you on stage behind dude for a reason because I knew you doubted yourself and I knew you can do it. Now you just smashed the comedy club. Let me buy you a drink. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
it's just, but I had created that fear and it wasn't even real, brother. This is what I do. And that's what anybody, man. Like, if it's what you do and you know you're good at, do it, man. Don't let anybody stop you because, like I said, Cyrus, at the beginning, 100 years from now, brother, you and I, we ain't going to be here. So while you're here, whatever it is that you want to do, leave your mark. And don't worry about people telling you no.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's it. What a great lesson for all of us. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back to our program the one and only Garrick Dixon. We're talking to him not only about his love of comedy, but how he's been able to really use social media, new media, to be able to share it literally with the world. I mean, these videos, you mentioned Instagram, Garrick. I mean, they get hundreds of views, you know, all over the place, you know, on Instagram, thousands, you know, of views, you know, on Facebook. I mean, could you have imagined, I know you believed in it, believed that you could do it from when you said this is what you do, but could you have imagined that these would become what they have become?
Man, Cyrus, it's not hundreds, it's millions, man. Don't take away from what I'm doing. It's millions. We passed 100,000. It's millions, man. Give me my credit. But now, you know what? Hey, to be honest with you, man, I visioned it, man. Like, I visioned it, Cyrus. Like, if you ask me, yeah, I mean, I can give you the Hollywood answer and say, no, man, hey, man, I didn't think it was going to take off like this. I visioned it, man. Like, I already saw the end. And what I'm doing is just going through the process of enjoying it, you know. Like I saw the vision. Like with anybody, if you see the vision, just go for it. If you see the end first, then just go for it. Like I saw it taking off, how it's taking off. Reason being, and it's not being cocky or arrogant, because nobody is doing it. Like nobody has tapped this market. Like sometimes, like when you know a market that hasn't been tapped. And it's authentic and it's real, it's who you are. It was like I said, man, consistency is the key. If I stay consistent, my team and I, if we stay consistent, the people will come. At the beginning, it started off slow. You know, at the beginning, I'm like, 40 likes. Ah, dang. And then, you know, in your mind, you think, man, are we not funny enough? Are we not doing? And then the next thing you know, it goes more and more and more and more. You know, you're getting 40 likes in the first 10 minutes. Now it's you're getting 400 likes in 10 minutes.
Right.
You know, and it's just the key word is consistency. If you stay consistent and believe in what you're doing, it's going to take off. It's consistency, man. That's the key word is staying consistent. But to be honest with you, I saw it taking off, and I just said, you know, let me just stay consistent. Even those days when they felt like, you know, the videos weren't getting a lot of likes or whatever, I was like, if I stay consistent, I know it will get better, and they'll eventually get a lot of likes. And it'll just take one video just to really, like, blow it up.
Yeah, Exactly. You know, one of the funniest ones for me, and my sense of humor is all messed up, Garrick. So, I mean, you know.
Oh, you and I both.
You know, so for me, I mean, I don't always get stuff, but one of the funniest ones for me that is not only funny, but I think is so realistic about a lot of us these days and a lot of people in life, was the one about when your barber asked Hollywood because he got over 100 likes on a haircut. You know, that was one that I think it says so much about where we are today, that really we measure mm-hmm. our value, our worth, you know, by a like, by something as simple as a like or a comment. I mean, what is it like for you? I mean, take us into a video like that. It's only 35 seconds, but, I mean, how did the concept for that particular video come about?
It just came about God. I was in the shower, and God delivered it to me. I'm like, hey, yo, but, no, the funny thing is, you're absolutely right. Like, we are a society of likes now, man. Like, remember back in the day, used to have money to go to the club and bottles and all that stuff.
Right.
Now, man, if you go to the club and girls see that you got, what, 300,000 followers, man, you might take something home that night. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, look, you don't need $300,000 anymore. You need 300,000 followers, and you might mm-hmm. be able to get something that night. You know,
right.
I mean, that's just how our society is. It's a society of likes now. But, damn, what was the question? I'm getting off on my rant about
you're exactly right, but no, I was just asking about the concept for that video with the barber and the 100 likes.
Oh yeah. Because if I can shout out barbershop.com and Barbershop
sure.
Connect, like a lot of barbers and customers go to barbershop.com and Barbershop Connect, and barbers really get excited. Like if your work gets featured on there, barbers really get excited about that. You know, they look at how many likes the haircut is getting, and then if they feature your haircut and you're getting 5 likes, you're like, hey, man, maybe I don't need to be a barber no more, man. Maybe I need to go to UPS. Mm-hmm. But you're like, but if your video gets a lot of likes, then cats start changing. They're like, yo, man, I'm the top dude in the barbershop now. You know, hey, I'm the man. Shoot, I got 500 likes on Barbershop Connect. So they start changing. So I was like, you know what, let me create a character of how, because that's all comedy is exaggeration of life. And
sure.
I was like, let me create a character that is like, that's like, you know, thinks he's the man just because he got a bunch of likes on barbershop.com or Barbershop Connect or just his haircut. And you know what? Hair Diddy. Who else? Like hair, P. Diddy is the ultimate flashy, shiny dude.
Mm-hmm.
So let me create Hair Dude, who's the ultimate flashy, shiny barber. And watch, it's going to be more video of Hair Diddy, and Hair Diddy never speaks. His assistant always does the talking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Amazing. Well, you know, it really goes back to how we kind of began this conversation, Garrick, about not only doing what you love, but sticking to what you know. And that is the thing. You know, I think staying in your own lane, man, that's something that everyone,
exactly.
we can all benefit
yes.
from that. I think there are so many people who look at and want to be the next X, Y, or Z. You know, another thing, as I said, you know, in that post that you made that made me reach out to you, the only person that can stop you is you. The other thing you said in there, that was the importance of staying humble, staying true to you.
Right.
I mean, how difficult is that these days? I mean, not necessarily just because of you, but just because of the
right.
culture that we live in and the world that you're a part of, being Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of think it's upbringing a little bit, but I mean, Cyrus, man, put it this way, we all the same, man. Point blank, we all the same. Nobody's better than anybody. No race is better than any other race. And I believe that we all here to help each other on earth. You know, that's what our job is. We all want to get to heaven, but we all want to help each other. And it's like, man, you really – I've met – one thing that helped me is I met Will Smith, Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. You can ask anybody in Hollywood who's met Will Smith, and they will say the same thing. He's the most humble, down-to-earth dude in this world. You know, I was fortunate. I went to play paintball with him. Now, I'm going up. My homie, he told me, you know, we're going to play paintball with Will Smith. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, yo, we're playing paintball with Will Smith. I'm walking up the hill, and I'm like, yo, this is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, this is enemy of the state. Like, this is the dude that I grew up watching. Parents just don't understand. Like, I'm in awe. I'm starstruck. And my homie, Chico, he introduced me. He said, hey, yo, hey, Will, This is my man, G. Hey, G, this is Will. And Will says, hey, what's up, man? I'm Will. Gives me the handshake and the hug. And I'm saying to myself, man, you don't need to introduce yourself. I know who you are. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you. Like, I was nervous. I got goosebumps in my arms meeting you. But he's telling me, hey, man, hey, I'm Will. Introduce himself to me. And we played paintball, and we started talking. And he's the most humble dude in this world, man. I mean, millions of dollars. But what he does is he makes you, while he's talking to you and with everybody, he makes you feel special. And and at that moment, I said, man, no matter what happens in my career, how big I become, Will Smith is a role model to me. If he's humble and he's that way, Garrick, you need to be the same way. And what he believes in and what I believe in and the stuff that I read is that, man, we're all the same, brother. We're all the same. I don't care how many people like you or love you or tell you they love your movies. Man, we all the same in this world, man. We all cry. We all sleep. We all crap. We all do that. So ain't nobody better than the next person, man. You just go for your goals. You achieve your goals, and that's how you live your life. There's no scientific. There's nobody born with more talent than you. You just got to keep working at it, and it's eventually going to come.
Right. That is so true. And you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows this firsthand. And, you know, I think, Garrick, that is the thing. I have not met you in person, but I have heard the same thing actually about you, you know, how approachable you are. And I think that says a whole lot, not only about how you view yourself, but also how you view the gift that you've been given. And I think that's, again, a great lesson for all of us to realize. Again, everyone, Garrick Dixon has been our guest for this segment. Great conversation with you, Garrick. We've been talking with him not only about his own journey in front of the camera, but also, of course, being able to create something great, and that being the great videos that all of us have been watching and sharing and telling people about. And I think what I really want people to take away from this conversation, Garrick, though, is the importance, though, of not only realizing the gift that you have, but using it responsibly, and then also making sure that they realize that when it comes to success and failure, as you said, the only person that can stop you is you. So, Garrick, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Okay, all right, man. Hey, this is when I promote myself. Y'all can reach out at me at on Instagram. It's at the Garrick Dixon, TheGarrickDixon. So at the Garrick Dixon. Or on Instagram, on Facebook, Garrick Dixon, and on YouTube, Garrick Dixon. They can reach out on me at those platforms, you know, and I'm trying to get these likes up, baby. You know, I already got a girl, so I'm not going to the club. Ladies, if y'all listening, I'm not going to the club trying to sleep with you because I got 300,000 followers, you know. Hey, I'll work with you, but... You know, I'm staying faithful to my girl, which she's probably listening to right now, and I'm staying faithful to her, and we had a good night last night. We had sex for 8 minutes, which is my personal record. 8 minutes, that's the longest I ever lasted. So I feel good, Cyrus. That's why I got a smile on my face and breath in my body right now.
Well, hey, you know, they say we all get our 15 minutes of fame. So if you took 8 minutes, you still have 7 minutes left to go. So just look at that.
There's
always a bright side.
Hey, Cyrus, hey, that's when you got to get the tools. Okay, all right, I'm saying too much.
But we better save that for the online side of the show, Garrick. But make sure you guys are staying connected with Garrick. As he said, Garrick Dixon is where you guys can find him on YouTube. The Garrick Dixon is where you guys can find him on Instagram as well as on Twitter. So make sure you guys are following him on both of those platforms. And Garrick Dixon it is on Facebook. We'll make sure to tag him on all those platforms on our page as well. Garrick, man, so proud of you. Congratulations on all of this success. And looking forward to the big year you have in store for 2016.
Hey, Cyrus, Cyrus the Virus, I appreciate you. Hey, man, let's not make it three years again for the next interview. Let's make it another one in 2016 real soon.
All right, we'll definitely do that, man. Thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate you, man.
All right, bro, take it easy.
All right, you too. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our online audience, if you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already posted on our social media links. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We've already tagged Garrick there to make it easy for you guys to find him. So just click on that link. You'll listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Make sure you guys are watching those videos too. They're very funny, I think, and you might see a little bit of yourself or someone you know in some of those videos, too. So make sure you do share them with your friends. And we thank all of you, of course, for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.